everyone, and welcome to the Wits Plus 2.0 podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Peters, and I'm joined by Helga Lowe, a lecturer in digital marketing at Wits Plus, the center of part-time studies where applications are opening soon. And why am I telling you this? Because right now you might be considering distance learning, particularly after COVID-19, living in isolation, working from home, and all of those things. But what exactly would you be getting yourself into when pursuing a new course online? Helga, tell the people, what is Wits Plus 2.0?
Wits Plus is the Center for Part-Time Studies at the university, as you mentioned, and it came about initially as an option for working people to be able to study after hours, to allow a little bit of flexibility. Mm-hmm. Technology changed, student needs are continuously changing, and that means that we also have to change to meet these changing demands. Mm-hmm. So Wits Plus 2.0 is a lean, efficient version of the Center for Part-Time Studies. We still deliver part-time degrees, so we are still embedded in the faculties, but we have added and we are adding extra flexibility. Courses can still and will be delivered on a face-to-face model again post-COVID at some point in the future. Mm-hmm. At the moment, there is a hybrid delivery model in place, which means that courses are delivered remotely. So it's a combination of various digital platforms plus then specific learning management systems made for students. And of course, we have a number of fully online courses already available.
So you mentioned that this is a new hybrid model. Can you expand a little bit on what you mean by hybrid and what's the difference between this Wits Plus 2.0 and the Wits Plus from before?
So the hybrid model is really just a digital version of classroom delivery, if you want. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it is not a dedicated, fully online course. Typically, lecturers would use tools like Microsoft Teams or Zoom, and they would have some live sessions with their students, and then they support their students through these learning management systems, online platforms, where students interact with each other, with the lecturer, where they get their course materials, where they complete assignments, quizzes, and things like that.
I see. You see, that is something that I find quite interesting. It is as someone who's like looked into doing an online course before, I've actually thought to myself, oh, but I'm just going to be by myself in a room. What's going to keep me focused? What's going to keep me doing this course? But you're saying that there is interaction between students and lecturers. I think that's something that a lot of online distance learning platforms lack, in that you kind of find yourself sitting alone in a room studying. There's nothing really motivating you quite like a group motivates you. Wouldn't you agree?
I do agree, Jamie, but you know what is important? For students to really use that opportunity to interact with each other. It's important that students understand that this is their platform, their space to use instead of asking a question in a live classroom setting. So use it. It helps you, it helps your fellow students, and it even helps your lecturer to understand where you are at and what your understanding is.
100%. So what I'm gathering is that this hybrid model really does focus a lot of the learning on the student's development.
It does. I would say overall, most of the short courses specifically focus on the student's development and the student's upskilling in different fields. And then obviously, as you say, the added level is that you do have a measure of support. It is not a fully online course that you complete in your own time. There is an element of structure. There is interaction with the lecturer, and there is opportunity to have interaction with your fellow students.
Yeah, I think that's really important in sort of maintaining a level of commitment as well to the course. And then on the courses themselves, can you tell me a little bit about what are the primary things that you offer?
Essentially, one can group the Wits Plus offerings into two main categories. We offer degree courses, that is Wits degree courses, on a part-time basis, of course, And these degree courses are, of course, academic programs, and they are fully credit bearing. And then we also offer a range of different short courses, both business focused short courses and then also language short courses.
I see. And it seems like you guys have placed a lot of importance on the language courses in particular. Can you tell me a bit about why that is?
I think in a multilingual country like South Africa, where most of us speak different languages when we are at home, but we operate in an English-speaking working environment, it is very important for any and every student, first of all, to improve the language proficiency in English. The language courses includes a number of different categories. They can be broken down into learning a new language. So that would include African languages, European languages, including also South African Sign Language, which, as you guys may know, is an official South African language. Then the second category is to learn how to teach a language, and then, of course, improving your skills in using a language, and lastly, translation and interpretation. So as you can see, a whole range of different options for students to choose from.
I understand. And then in terms of people themselves, what kind of people would benefit most from this kind of investment?
First of all, it would be somebody who wants to make an investment, not just a financial investment, but a time investment in themselves, in their future career, in their future life. So whether it is a part-time degree, which will be a longer-term commitment, or a short course just to fill in a particular sort of a skill set or add a particular skill set, that is the main focus. The willingness to make that investment into yourself, and then whatever your other reasons are. Are you wanting to go into a different career? Is it just because you're interested? Do you need a specific new skill because you have been promoted?
Yes, that makes complete sense. And I suppose it's along the lines of, you know, where do you see yourself going in a few years, and how can these courses help you get there? With that being said, it's quite a commitment to do a part-time degree or course while you're working. So what do our students get at the end of this course?
They are making this investment in themselves. So hopefully everybody who does that has a reason why they want to start studying, whether it's a short course and it is just a filling of a skills gap, or whether it is that longer term commitment because they are hoping to completely change, make over, improve their career in the longer term. What they are getting out of it is the knowledge, the skill, and the reward of this investment paid off. Education really is the best investment that one can make in yourself.
Right, 100%. And I'm assuming at the end of the courses, you get certified, a certificate, a certified degree, and so forth.
Yes, indeed. When you complete a part-time degree, it is the exact equivalent of a full-time degree. So if you complete a BCom degree on a part-time basis, you get the full WITS accredited degree certificate at the end of it. For the short courses, most of them are certificate of competence that you get at the end. So if you complete a short course in project management and you apply for a new position or in your promoted position, you need project management skills, you also get a WITS accredited certificate of competence that tell your employer that you have completed this course and that you've gained specific skills from that.
Nice. So that essentially leaves you better off after you've done the course and sacrificed all that time. Can you tell me a little bit about what's next up for WITS 2.0? What can we expect to see?
Well, longer term plans would have to focus first and foremost on student needs. There have always been a lot of different types of research done over the years to try and determine what it really is that students need. But I think post-COVID, that kind of nuance changed even more. because many people were kind of forced to work remotely, study remotely, do things differently. In many instances, I think people's priorities have changed completely. So where you might have wanted to invest in a new car, you may think differently now. So first and foremost, WITS Plus, but universities in South Africa, universities all around the world, would have to make sure that they know what it is that students need. Some of the research that I have seen indicates that this hybrid model, in other words, the emphasis on flexibility, but with an element of support, is a first choice for majority of students and prospective students. So where there is a need, where there is opportunity, develop further online courses. WITS, that is the university, is working on expanding some of the degree courses into online programs. They already have some postgraduate qualifications available that are fully online. WITS Plus offers, through a partnership on a digital campus, already fully online courses. But again, stay in touch with the student needs, student expectations, and try and meet that. Work with business. What is the need of the future workplace, and what would be the best ways to deliver education for people who are already in the workplace to meet those needs?
So I've listened to the podcast and I'm ready to apply. Where do I go?
Well, first of all, you go and have a look at the WITS Plus website. That is wits.ac.za/part-time. And then you explore the different categories and you click on the apply button once you have made your selection, or you contact us and you let us know if you need more guidance, if you need somebody to assist you with a specific question, and make sure that you apply before the deadlines. The degree programs applications are open for 2022 until the end of September, and then for the short courses, applications only open on the 1st of September to study in the first semester of next year.
Nice, nice. Thank you so much for your time today, Helga. I'm sure people are going to be keen to apply. We need to head there before our applications close. You said that happens in September, correct?
Yeah, that's the end of September for the degrees. So make sure that you make that commitment. Make sure that you make that investment in your future and apply before 30 September if you want to do one of the part-time degrees.
Thank you so much again for your time. I've been your host, Jamie Pethitz. Thank you so much for joining us on the WITS Plus 2.0 podcast. Subscribe for free episodes on Lono FM, Spotify, Player FM, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts.